You're tuned to 1967 Summer of Love Station, 92.3 K-Rock, in stereo, WXRK, New York.
The flutter of wings, the sounds of the night, the shadow across the moon as the nightbird spreads her wings and soars above the earth, into the next level of comprehension, where we exist only to feel. Come, fly with me. Allison Steele, the Nightbird, here at 92.3 K-Rock until 2 a.m. Pink Floyd and Interstellar Overdrive from their current album, Pipers at the Gates of Dawn, here on 92.3 K-Rock on this August 13th, 1967. I'm Allison Steele, the Nightbird here. And what you are participating in is a first. As a matter of fact, it's a preview. I'm really delighted that you joined me tonight, not only because this is the Summer of Love and it's a wonderful feeling, but as you may know, I have been on the radio since July 4th, 1966, during the day, and playing Frank Sinatra and Steve Initti and Barbara Streisand. And the people who run radio, in their infinite wisdom, have decided that America is just not ready for all-female DJs. We've been all females, you understand. And obviously, we're way ahead of our time. So again, in their infinite wisdom, they are going very strong into progressive music. You have already witnessed that, since we are already playing it. But as of January 1st in 1968, I will become the Nightbird every night from midnight until 6 a.m. every night in the week. So what you're hearing now is a preview. They asked me if I wanted to work on the overnight when all the guys came in, and I said, sure. And I said, what do you want me to do? And they said, do your thing. And I spent a long time thinking about what my thing was, and now I know what it is. It's to be in the nighttime. I am an owl. You know, there are two kinds of people, larks and owls, and I'm an owl. So I'll look forward to it, and whatever happens tonight is a good example of what will happen every night as we fly together. And I know you're going to ask me why I picked Nightbird. Well, first of all, it's night. And secondly, since the British invasion, men are all teddies and girls are all birds. So put that together, the nocturnal bird, the owl, and the bird, the exchange term for female, and now you know why I picked it. Speaking of teddies, here's a guy who was probably one of the early teddies, and he's going to be a real big star, real big. And this is an early recording. It's a couple of years old, but it's Rod Stewart doing Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl here at 92.3 K-Rock.
Was a schoolboy too. Sometimes I don't know why. Sometimes I don't know why. A wild new world. A wild new world to do. Well, I don't wanna hurt your feelings or even get mad. At you.
Rock in stereo and the sound of 1967, the Summer of Love.
And we're gonna have a summer of love.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Well, since she put me down, I've been out doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know I wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the healthy get her out of my heart.
The Beach Boys, Help Me Rhonda, and Happy Together by the Turtles. We heard Gracie Slick with The Great Society, her brother-in-law Darby Slick, Somebody to Love. And, of course, Gracie's now with the Jefferson Airplane. They've just come out with a new album, Surrealistic Pillow. And there's a much shorter version, of course, of that on the album. And Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl was Rod Stewart, and I predict for that gentleman a long and lustrous future in the rock music business. He's got just the right touch. He's a little skinny, his voice is a little high, but time will take care of that. Here at 92.3 K-Rock on this muggy August 13th, 1967. When I talked about Teddy Boys, I thought about something that I haven't played in quite some time, and I bet you haven't heard it in quite some time. You know what a skiffle band is? When the British musicians began to invent their own rock style, it was based on black blues of America, as a lot of us know, and a lot of street bands began playing, and they called themselves skiffle bands. And one of the kids who was in a skiffle band named Lonnie Donegan had a huge hit with this song, and I thought you'd enjoy hearing it here at 92.3 K-Rock on this August 13th, 67.
Question is peculiar. it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Let your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight. Here comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night on the bedpost overnight.
It's a dollar and a dime, it's a dime.
He's singing another chorus, but he hasn't got the time.
On the bedpost overnight.
Yeah. You love it? Of course. It's a guess. Lonnie Donegan, who was originally with a jazz band called Chris Barber's Jazz Band. And this is like in the late 60s when skiffle bands had first started. And Donegan's success with a number of tunes, Rock Island Line, which was an old Lead Belly song, really caused the skiffle mania to take off in a big way. And he had, I don't know, maybe 25 different singles between 56 and 62, but that remains the biggest American hit. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost every night if you can just get it out? Okay. Allison Steele, the Nightbird, here at 92.3 K-Rock. And it's 11:30, and we'll be flying until 2 a.m. on this August 13th, 1967. Don't go away.
The sounds of the Summer of Love on 92.3 K-Rock. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, city of eccentricity, multiplicity, and electricity. Your colors dazzle me. Your people flow like a human sea. And in the thick of it, little me. So how in all this, says eye to eye, can I be treated like an individual? And I found a place, cable TV. Now, ain't that incredible? When I want a movie, sports, or news, cable will always allow me to choose. And now with an offer that's no great expense, you can get connected for only 99 cents. Now I know I've hit the big time with the Disney Channel and Showtime. I've got HBO and Sports Channel too. I know who I am now. So, what kind of person are you?
In a city of millions, cable TV treats you like an individual. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE for your 99-cent connection to Manhattan Cable TV, Paragon Cable Manhattan, or Time Warner Cable, Brooklyn, Queens Division. That's 1-800-OK-CABLE. Offer expires 8/31/92. Tax applies on connection. Please call 1-800-OK-CABLE for details.
Saturday night, August 15th, is this year's date for the 16th annual U.S. Diesel Truckin' Nationals. The day starts with a giant truck show all day long with all the big rigs, Mats, Peterbilts, Kenworths. They'll all be there racing and showing their stuff. Then at 7 o'clock, the Motorsports Spectacular starts with monster trucks, including Rambo, UFO, the Black Stallion, Liquidator, Emo Summit, and more, racing and crushing down a quarter mile. Plus, Les Shockley's triple jet-powered Peterbilt will blow you away. Plus, wheeling cars, jet bunny cars and dragsters, and a human torch will attempt a flaming motorcycle stunt. You just gotta see to believe. That's Saturday night, August 15th. Then, Harley fans, Sunday, August 16th is your day. It's the Summer Harley-Davidson Festival. Hundreds of Harleys from twin-engine top fuelers to low riders. 500 Harleys plus vendors at a Harley swap meet. August 16th, all at Raceway Park near Englishtown, New Jersey.
Drag racing fans, Raceway Park is open every Wednesday for time trials or to make grudge runs against your buddy. Test your ride down the Raceway Park quarter mile now, and you only have to be 17 to race a streetcar in New Jersey. All you need is a helmet and a seatbelt, and you're ready.
Lunch is not the time to be extravagant.
Nope. Say you have a budget.
I have a budget.
Say you have 60 minutes and $6 budgeted for lunch.
Say you prefer not to indulge in trays, heat lamps, and other fast food paraphernalia.
For you,
there's Friday's Fast and Frugal Lunch.
Deliciously prepared food.
Served fast.
Over 25 menu items under $6.
A bunch under $5.
At participating Fridays.
Friday's Fast and Frugal Lunch.
The more fun alternative to lunch in a bag.
On a desk.
On a dashboard.
Everyone look forward to Friday.
Something stirring, feel the breeze, or a taste that's amazing, just add Bacardi Breezer. The taste will thrill you with a splash of fun. Taste refreshing.
favorite's the one.
Add the Breeze.
Bacardi Breezer.
Just add Bacardi Breezer.
Specialty 3 to 5.1% alcohol by volume. Bacardi Imports, Miami, Florida.
Who wants to try it?
I do, I do.
Fresh mint flavor.
I do, I do.
Freshest mint, coolest cool.
I do.
Trident sugarless gum comes in three cool mints. So lay back, chill out, and love the taste.
I do.
Fresh mint, original peppermint, and spearmint. Who wants Trident?
I do, I do.
Good for your teeth, great taste too. Who wants Trident?
I do.
Sheila Adair, college senior and Army reservist.
Being on field maneuvers as a combat signaler is exciting. If something goes wrong, they depend on you to fix it immediately.
Ann Tilkins, college student and Army reservist.
I was really nervous about qualifying with an M16 rifle, but I did it. The Army Reserve gave me confidence.
Army Reserve, experience, adventure, and more.
Be all that you can be in the Army Reserve.
For details, call 1-800-USA-ARMY, paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
My goodness, what a trip that was. Huh. That's where that expression comes from. What a trip. I'm just sitting here thinking August 13th, the summer's more than half over. And proving it is the fact that the Giants opened their preseason campaign this past Friday night, and they got a brand new quarterback named Fran Tarkenton, who looks very promising. As a matter of fact, I'm just reading the New York Times today. They called him spectacular, cute, effective, but not quite perfect. I don't know. Who is perfect? I want to ask. Who is perfect? Well, this is perfect for October, and that's one thing I'm going to ask if they'll let me do. I can't wait till next January 1 to do a special Halloween show. I mean, after all, the Nightbird, Halloween, it fits, doesn't it? Okay. And I have selected my first cut. This has got to be played on Halloween night, and I'll give you a taste of it right now. Vanilla Fudge and Season of the Witch here at 92.3 KROQ.
Running in a ditch.
If you can't help us, you better listen. Please. Mama.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching a handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. She,
what did we do that was wrong?
Hottest album of the summer on this August day, 1967, August 13th, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. She's Leaving Home, the Beatles. We heard Donovan's Season of the Witch, and of course it sounds a lot different when Donovan done it than it did when Vanilla Fudge, but it's a terrific record. Mark Stein, Vinnie Martel, Carmen Appice, and Shadow Morton. He's a terrific producer. He does wonderful work, very inventive, and it really fits the times. Here at 92.3 K-Rock. And I was just thinking, as I said a moment ago, about the fact that the summer's almost over. Have you noticed how many men are wearing Mao suits this summer? Ties are gone. You know, who wears a shirt and a tie with lapels anymore? The guys are all wearing turtlenecks out at night, and those Mao suits that they all look like Mao Zedong, I mean, from the neck down. And according to the fall fashion news, I was sitting here with the Times today, which is so thick, the big look is the little girl look. You know, Mary Jane shoes, knee-high socks, and mini skirts. I don't know if they're going to last, but 4 inches above the knee is where it's at. I got to get to work on my legs if I'm going to run around like that with half of my anatomy sticking in it out. But that's the way it is in 1967 at 92.3 K-Rock.
Hey, Groovers, more wild summer of love sounds coming your way on FM stereo. 92.3 K-Rock after this.
Genuine Draft and Miller Genuine Draft Lite. For those who've discovered the real draft taste, the world is a very cool place.
Well, I'm just an average guy. Let's cut to the chase. Ask me once, I'll tell you twice. My world is a very, very cool place.
Genuine Draft, Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The crew credit plus tax second title due to list of size 61 phone payment to borrowers financing source till January 93. Discounts and rebates in lieu of offers 0% online financing for 12 months on select models. Finance cap $10,000. See dealer for details and guarantee.
School may not have started yet, but Autoland has a lesson for you.
Zero plus zero plus zero equals one.
That's right.
Zero down payment. Zero monthly payments till next year. Zero finance charges for one full year equals one brand new car, truck, or van of your choice at Autoland. New Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, Toyota, Ford, even new truck. Zero down payment. Zero monthly payments till next year. Zero finance charges for one full year.
Plus, don't forget to ask about our lowest price money back guarantee.
And remember, at Autoland, if we make a deal, we'll pay off your trade, no matter how much you owe.
This is one class you don't want to skip. So get to Autoland now through Saturday till 10 p.m. Route 22 East, Springfield, New Jersey. Call 1-800-AUTOLAND for instant credit approval.
Octoon Baby. Zoo TV Tour returns for a second and final New York night. Sunday, August 30th at Yankee Stadium, the final night with U2. TV, where rock and roll, high tech, and trash collide. By overwhelming demand, a second night at Yankee Stadium. Sunday, August 30th, special guests Primus and Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopercy. Tickets on sale this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Roseland Box Office, Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster Phone Charge. Produced by James L. Niederlander and Ron Telsner Enterprises. What's next? U2. The final night at Yankee Stadium.
Alan, Ray, gotta talk to you about this friends and family thing. Call me, man.
Alan, dear, it's Mother. That person you gave our number to called about leaving AT&T for MCI and hassled us about this friends and family plan.
Alan, Doug, about this friends and family.
At AT&T, your family and friends are your business. Keeping you connected to them is ours.
It's Gail. Some MCI sales guy called and said you gave him my number. Thanks a lot.
So if anyone calls to get you to switch, you can simply say,
oh, it's just not worth it.
Hi, I'm a ventriloquist. So, what's a ventriloquist doing on the radio? Well, to demonstrate the refreshing mint taste of new Cool Mint Listerine, they needed someone who could do this commercial with a mouthful of it.
Like original Listerine, Cool Mint helps fight plaque and the gum disease gingivitis, but it also has this exhilarating Cool Minty flavor that you can't taste through the radio. Now, I'll whistle the Cool Mint theme song. Cool Mint Listerine Antiseptic works like Listerine, tastes
like Cool Mint.
Fresh floss to your dentist. Use as directed.
It's the time machine that brings me back to August 13th, 1967, here at 92.3 K-Rock. And it's coming up to midnight, the witching hour. But we'll still be flying until 2. And I think a lot of people have been waiting for Eric Burdon and the Animals. And here they are at 92.3 K-Rock.
When you were a young girl, did you have a rat dog? The only dog you ever owned. You can treat me the way you used to treat that rat dog, but hurry up, 'cause I'm getting old.
1967 Summer of Love Station, 92.3 K-Rock, in stereo, WXRK, New York.
Somewhere and I didn't care. Lit a cigarette, looked out a yellow window. An old lady dressed in black sat down beside me, stared straight ahead, counting up all her many dead. Ah. Mr. Conductor, tell me, where are we going? Mr. Conductor, tell me, where are we headed? Mr. Conductor, he just walked on by. Mr. Conductor, he just walked on by. Now.
Seeping through my shoes, I faced an iron door and pounded it, and I hollered at it, and I screamed at it. I said, let me in. I said, let me in. I said, let me in. Oh, let me in. Let me in. Let me in. I want to get in. I want to see. I want to see the engineer. Come on, let me in. Come on, let me in. Well, I was let into the engineer's cabin. He's brought back before me, quilted with muscles. I said, where are you taking us? Where are we going? Where are you taking us? Where are we going? He turned around slowly, smiling, and said, I don't know. I'm just foul. Just following the tracks. I just following the tracks. I just following the tracks. I'm following the tracks.
The group is Serpent Power, and the cut is Endless Tunnel. Current and typical of what's going on in America on this August 13th, 1967. We're entering a psychedelic era. And if the words and the meaning seem convoluted, it's a product of the times. I mean, do you know what crazy times we're living in? You got to pay 22 cents for a loaf of bread. A gallon of gas is 28 cents. If you want to buy a car, do you realize it's going to set you back almost $2,500? I mean, it's getting ridiculous. A new home, you want to buy a home? $40,000 to get any kind of a home? I mean, it's crazy. It's 20 cents to ride the subway. 25 cents to go over the Triborough Bridge, and 50 cents to go over the GW Bridge. I mean, it's just getting way out of hand. If you want to buy a new color television, and you know that they're coming out now, let's see, a Magnavox 23-inch screen is $550. And there aren't that many color shows on yet, but you could watch... I suppose it's worth it. You can see the Danny Thomas show, the Jerry Lewis show, Ironsides. You can see the Mothers-in-Law starring Eve Arden and Kay Ballard. Wouldn't it be something if someday everything on television was in color? Egads. What an... Nah, that could... Although, I don't know. Stranger things have happened. Okay.